Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Otteroo Marketing Podcast, live from the NADA Show 2018. My name is Joe Overby, and I'm the Senior Editor of Otteroo Marketing and the host of the program. Joining me now on the show is Chip Perry, President and Chief Executive Officer of TrueCar. Chip, thank you so much for joining us, and it's great to see you again.
Thank you, Joe. It's great having you here in our booth at NADA.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I wanted to go through just a couple updates and everything on TrueCar since the last time we spoke. And I noticed that just a few weeks ago in the earnings commentary from your guys' latest earnings release, you mentioned that, and there's a quote here, our work this year will set us up for a strong 2019. So what is some of that work you guys are doing now and some of the projects you guys are working on?
Yes, we're working on a number of fronts that are going to enable dealers to grow their business by taking advantage of various products within the TrueCar marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So a good example of that is we're launching today at the show a nationwide development of our TrueCar Trade product for dealers all across America. We're enabling dealers to provide transparency to consumers about what their used car is worth in a very liquid, interactive way. So it's a guaranteed offer, sight unseen, but through a transparency tool that enables the consumer to understand the reasons their car is worth what it is, because the tool is interactive, TurboTax style.
Mm-hmm.
Enables the consumer to change the color, understand the effect of mileage in an interactive way. So consumers are, want third-party validation on what the value of their car is, but they also like to understand why it is worth what it is, as opposed to, emulating the piece of paper being pushed across the desk, here's the value of your car. So this tool does that, and it's enabling dealers in the pilot markets, which we found great success in last year in Northeast and in Florida. Consumers love the idea of this interactive, active, dynamic way of understanding their car's value. And the dealers like the chance to be able to walk the car in collaboration with the consumer, the buyer, the customer, to book their car and also help the consumer understand why the car is worth what it's worth. And this very powerfully enables the dealer to preserve gross, because they're buying the car at a proper price in a way the consumer understands why the number is what it is. So that's one of our big pushes this year. Others are, we're working to continue to improve our used car flow through TrueCar, improving how the search process works, our sort algorithm, our ability to enable dealers to receive phone leads from TrueCar for the first time. We're piloting that now, and it'll be rolling out later this year. So we want to enable on the used car side of our marketplace, dealers to receive more value all the time. So this is an industry where all the various providers need to keep innovating in order to improve the volume of business they can drive to dealerships and in a very efficient way. And also enable the dealers to meet the consumers' needs and desires for more transparency in the overall purchase transaction. So our improvements to our search tools will enable more volume, and for example, the trade-in tools will enable the dealers to provide the transparency the consumers are seeking in a way that still creates strong gross profit opportunities at individual dealerships.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of my next questions was going to be on the update of the trade-in product, so that helps there. To go back to that tool, to what degree are you finding that the consumer knowing why their trade-in is X, Y, and Z, does that make a more confident consumer on the buying side?
Sure. All of our surveys with consumers and other third parties have done this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Have found that there's a lot of anxiety on the part of consumers around the trade process, both the absolute value that they receive as well as the relative transparency or opaqueness of what the value is and what's driving the value. For many people, it's an important part of their down payment. And many of them have lofty expectations for what their car is worth, and they need to be brought down to earth. Instead of causing that coming down to earth to be a thud, a hard crash, you know, this tool helps them have a soft landing. Because consumers are really curious about why their car is what it's worth. And if they have a purple high mileage car and they walk in with a lofty expectation, this tool very quickly enables the dealer to say, okay, we can walk your car and we can check different parameters. You have two quarter panels with damage and it's purple and it's high mileage. Okay, let's take off the damage real quick. Let's change it to white. Let's make it low mileage. And your car will be worth $3,000 more.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, people want to know why. This tool enables the dealer to answer that question with more clarity and confidence than any other tool on the market, because other tools require you to go back and reload the entire car, and one answer is delivered after the entire form is filled out. There's nothing dynamic about those tools. They're not interactive, TurboTax style. So you can literally, before you book the car, you can see what causes, how changing different parameters, mileage, color, damage, condition, how all those things influence, affect the value of your car. And if it's a swing of $3,000 in the consumer's mind, between 13 and 10, you know, they want to know that. So it's a solution that scratches an unmet need, mm-hmm. an itch that hasn't previously been able to be scratched in the American car buying landscape. That's why we're so excited about it. And we think that the feedback we're getting from dealers is that when they use it, it helps build confidence and confirmation through validation with a third party that it's a good number. They're also using it in their showrooms beyond on TrueCar, many of them. They're putting it on their website. Half of the dealers on our pilot markets have put it on their website. We also have examples of dealers using it in their service lanes to book every car that comes through the service lane and explain, you know, in an interactive style, here's what your car is worth. If you're interested in selling it, we can turn your car into cash today, Mrs. Smith. And here's the tool. And so the one dealer told us they sold in 1 month 18 cars out of their service lane that they weren't getting before. I'm sorry, they bought 18 cars from their service lane they weren't getting before by the use of this tool. So the overall notion of transparency is kind of the governing idea here. And more consumers want more and more transparency about more aspects of the transaction. Now, I believe that's really the governing trend in our industry. Transparency and validation that what they're paying or what they're getting paid, you know, is market correct. People don't expect to steal a car. People don't like to have a car stolen from them. They want to know that with validation of based on really third-party market data, that they're getting a fair deal. People want fair deals. And so transparency and validation, I think, are the big opportunities for dealers to improve their game with. And over time, they will also improve the convenience and the speed of the transaction. That's important, too. This trade-in tool touches that very important transparency and validation need that consumers have in the car buying process.
And to shift gears a little bit, I know that some companies in this third-party space are starting the digital retailing and getting into that. Do you see any kind of potential for that model with TrueCar?
Yes, we want to embrace digital retailing mm-hmm. for the benefit of our dealers, for the dealers who want to pursue it. Many dealers are moving quickly to enable consumers to start the transaction online, essentially to provide some information that will enable the dealer to put essentially a first pencil of a monthly payment offer. Now, a monthly payment offer related to a transaction is what the consumer really cares about. You know, it's got to fit into their monthly budget. Obviously, there's the price of the car. There's the value of the trade. Both of those factors, plus the terms of the financing or the lease, determine the monthly payment. So monthly payment's really important to many, many people. It's not that easy to shop by monthly payment in America today because there's so many factors that go into it,
yeah.
Right? These monthly payment tools, widgets, if you want to call them that, are an advancement for the dealer, an advancement for the consumer. We want to embrace them. But we also think that it's important for the consumer and the dealer that the economic terms that are built into the monthly payment are perceived by the consumer as being fair and market correct. So a monthly payment widget by itself, we don't think really moves the needle very much. But when a consumer becomes confident that the economic factors that drive the monthly payment, meaning the price of the car, the value of their trade, and the terms around the loan, interest rate particularly, are market correct for their situation. And that's where TrueCar will attempt over the next few years to help dealers stand out by enabling their true price, which is presented through TrueCar, which for most dealers is a transactable price. They provide it into the TrueCar marketplace uniquely through our tools, and it's designed by them to be the price that the consumer can buy the car for without much more negotiation. Some consumers do ask for more negotiation, but many, you know, it's intended to be close to what the market price is. So that market price, true transactable price, fits nicely into a monthly payment widget, becomes a transactable monthly payment. If you have a liquid trade-in offer on your car that's transparent and is guaranteed, that helps the consumer understand how much of their down payment can be covered confidently by the value of their trade. So if you have a transactable monthly payment, a transactable upfront price, and you have a transactable market correct trade-in value, you then have the ingredients needed to fire up in an exciting way for the consumer a truly transactable monthly payment. And that's what we think the market really wants.
Sure.
Consumers want it. We think dealers are prepared to deliver that, the ones that want to compete in this more transparent mode. Not everybody does, and that's fine. They don't have to. But the ones that do, we think will capture the positive attention and the interest by many car buyers. So we're big believers in digital retailing done in a certain kind of a way, not just monthly payment widgets against asking prices that aren't transactable or against guidebook-based trade-in appraisals. We think that those kinds of digital retailing tools will, you know, they'll get some visibility, they'll get some activity, but ultimately they won't win the day because consumers want to be able to move as quickly as they can from home to understand what the potential real deal is, the monthly payment.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's negotiation that still can happen at the store and should. And it's up to the dealer and the consumer to work that out. But a digital retailing tool that is not based upon a market correct, truly transactable new car price, and is not based upon a market correct, transactable, guaranteed upfront trade-in value, those widgets, you know, we think will end up not commanding the day.
And along with similar lines, just about things that are shaking up the retail model, you know, we've got some alternative ownership models coming out now. You know, subscriptions, car and ride sharing services, you know, flexible leasing, etc. As those start to come out, and if and when they gain traction, what role do you see for A, dealers within that model, and B, TrueCar, even if it's, say, a provider to those companies or
sure.
working with those companies?
Sure. We're at a very interesting time in our industry when there's all these, you know, revolutions right over the horizon. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a revolution coming around the, how cars are designed and built. Much more electrification. There's a revolution around mobility systems that will enable people to share instead of own. There's revolution potentially around ownership patterns and the ways in which people choose to achieve mobility. I think personally that there's room in the market for these new approaches to car ownership. I believe they'll end up serving a segment of the market. The big question is, how big is that segment?
Yeah.
Nobody knows. At this point, it's clear that for the next few years at least, the market is going to be dominated by traditional car ownership patterns.
Sure.
Dominated with a capital D. Okay? So, you know, from the true car's view of the world, we think there's tremendous opportunities to help consumers along their journey to obtain the information they need to be comfortable about the car they want to buy and have a transparent view of the market for the price of the car they want to buy and great opportunities to help them get introduced to dealers who want to be transparent with them about the price of their car. So there's a lot of pain points in car buying. There's a lot of inefficiencies in car selling in the traditional mode. So we're nowhere. We as a service provider and dealers and manufacturers are nowhere close, I believe, to have perfected for the consumer or for the dealer how the system works. We're very much focused on helping the industry get better in the traditional mode of car selling. We think it's going to be around for a long time. We're excited to serve it, serve those needs, and help meet the unmet needs of consumers and help dealers meet unmet needs and become more efficient in their stores. So we're excited about those opportunities. That's where we're focused.
Right.
You know, we will continue closely observing alternative models of ownership. When it makes sense to participate with them, I think there are ways we could work with them at the dealer level or at the provider level. But the main event, I think, in our industry is improving today how the 17 million cars, new cars, get sold and the 30 plus million cars, used cars, sold by dealers to consumers get sold. Improving those, making that whole experience better. No one believes in our industry that the industry has optimized the car buying experience or optimized the marketing system in terms of producing the most efficiency. No one believes that. As digital has come on the scene in the last 15, 20 years, and I've been a part of that for 20 years now, you know, we've seen that the digital has become a much bigger part of the dealer's marketing spending, more than 50% now. It's gone from roughly 30% to 60% in the last 5 or 6 years. The marketing average cost per car sold has actually gone up in that same period of time. So digital has not helped this industry become more efficient. Digital is now the biggest part of the problem of inefficiency in our industry. So until these core problems are addressed in a more deep and fundamental way, we don't consider our job to be done.
Yeah.
And there's so much action in traditional mode of car buying and selling, so much inefficiency on the sell side, so much anxiety and pain points on the buy side. It's a very exciting field to help dealers innovate in to improve the consumer experience and to grow their business by producing a better experience for their consumers and being more efficient in their business.
Well, Chip, that's all the questions I have for you. Thank you so much for being on the show, and always a pleasure speaking with you, and look forward to seeing you again sometime soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, for Nick Zulovich and the entire Remarketing crew, I'm Joe Overby, and we'll catch you next time.